morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Kids need to get up and move for 60 minutes every day. Not sure what to play? Well, there's always...
volleyball.
Kickball.
Hacky sack.
Jumping jack.
Pitcher's mound.
Playground.
Swing set.
Soccer net.
Bike trick.
Hockey stick.
Dance troop.
Hula hoop.
Shake.
Groove.
Get up and move!
Moving for 60 minutes every day has tons of benefits. Improved flexibility, balance, and posture. More energy to shine during school. And not to mention, a brighter, healthier future. So get up and get moving with your kids. Ready, set, let's go!
Running jacket, tennis racket, swim team, balance beam.
Golf bag, freeze tag,
capture the flag.
Take a jog, take a walk, take a run around the block.
Bounce, groove,
get up and move!
Yeah!
Kids need 60 minutes of physical activity every day. For tons of fun ideas, get up and move to shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Good day, everybody, and welcome back. I'm Carson Horn. We begin today with the Oklahoma Beef Council filing a lawsuit yesterday in the District Court of Oklahoma County against Edmond-based accounting firm Arledge & Associates. The lawsuit relates to the embezzlement of OBC funds by one of its former employees, Melissa Morton. OBC's management discovered the embezzlement in July 2016, and Melissa Morton pled guilty to charges arising from it in May 2017. The lawsuit alleges that Arledge, the accounting firm engaged by OBC to perform audits for fiscal years 2012 through 15, failed to reasonably and properly perform a risk assessment of OBC and allowed Morton's criminal activity to go undiscovered. OBC charges that Arledge employed inadequate and flawed audit planning and testing procedures. Through its lawsuit, OBC now seeks to recover all damages caused by Arledge's conduct. According to OBC Chairman Angie Meyer, this lawsuit is part of an overall strategy that has been carefully and thoughtfully planned in the board's efforts to maximize recovery, restitution, and justice for the farmers and ranchers it represents. And moving on, for the last 7 years, the commission companies at the Oklahoma National Stockyards have participated in an annual charity auction benefiting an organization known as the All-American Beef Battalion. The organization has taken on the noble mission of offering a warm welcome and a steak dinner to soldiers returning home from combat missions. Farm Director Ron Hayes caught up with Robert York, CEO of National Livestock Credit, to talk about this year's event, now in its eighth year.
Well, as you said, this will be the eighth year, and so you go back in time to that first sale, and we just thought we'd put together a donated animal to be sold in December, and you know, I had high hopes, Ron, that we could raise $15,000 or $20,000 that day, and I never will forget. I was blown away by the fact that people just opened up their hearts and their checkbooks. And so, to date, we've raised $319,000, and I like to tell people that, you know, it costs about $10, and that's on a pretty tight budget. But Bill and these guys feed these troops, and they do it for $10 a piece. And so, about 31,900 soldiers that we've helped to give a welcome home meal to since we started this project.
York invites anyone who wishes to get involved in this worthwhile cause to join them on Monday, December 18th, and bid on a donated calf, which will be on the auction block at approximately 11 a.m. in the sale arena at Oklahoma Stockyards. If you're unable to attend but would still like to support the cause, you can call in a proxy bid at 800-310-0220 or visit the All-American Beef Battalion website at www.steaksforsoldiers.com to make your donation. You got farm news on Ron.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlick's Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with a Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlick supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.